950 KMAN.
Good Tuesday morning. Welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you, and we got a great show once again. Shouldn't be surprised. Every show's a great show, but this one, top tier. Top tier show. We got Riley County Commission Chairman Marvin Rodriguez and County Councilor for Riley County, Clancy Holman, in studio with us. Of course, here as anytime we have Riley County folks on here for the whole hour, so plenty of time to get in your phone call. 785-537-1350 is the number to call. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Morning, Brady.
Well, let's go ahead and just get right to the what's on everybody's mind right now, and that's Avengers Infinity War. And Clancy, I know you've seen it.
Yes, I have.
And you were impressed. You're bought in. You're bought into superhero movies now.
Yeah, this is really unfair for you to start this way. After all the abuse I've given you all over the years about these superhero cartoon movies, and now I find one I actually like, so I'm ashamed, deeply ashamed.
No. Well, welcome to the fold. We'll embrace you.
Oh no.
Marvin, have you seen it yet?
No.
No? Okay. You still got time. It'll be in the theaters for a long time.
Oh, okay.
So you're good. There's another issue that's probably on a lot of folks' mind right now with Riley County and in association with Pottawatomie County. You talk about ambulance services. Like last week, made a decision to go ahead and basically put an expiration, not necessarily an expiration date, but kind of a date to where Pott County needs to get caught up on payments by June 1st. If they're not, and I believe I'm understanding this right, if they're not caught up on payments by June 1st, then basically Riley County's not going to send those ambulance services over on the Pott County side.
That's correct.
And since you've made that decision, has there been any reaction from folks in Pott County? Have you seen any payments yet?
No, they haven't sent the payments. They said they're supposed to be on the way, but we're redoing the contract and trying to get it straight before that time, and so we can continue on until they build their facility and we can stop running over there. But I feel sure that they will get everything done.
And I know later last week we actually got a hold of one of the Pottawatomie County commissioners, Travis Altenhoven, and asked him kind of his thoughts on where things are at, and got a few clips on that. I don't know if any of you heard any of those from last Friday, but I'll go ahead and play a couple of them now, and we'll just kind of see what you guys think. Here's the first clip.
For Riley County, it's most likely going to result in losing about $75,000 each year in revenue for them off the ambulance service. And unless they decide to get rid of an ambulance, they're going to not probably be reducing their expenses at all.
So $75,000, some of those figures, do you see anything with those figures at checkout?
I don't think they're true. We're giving them just the basic cost of what it cost us to get over there. That's it.
It's been averaging about $10,000 a month
somewhere in there, yeah. And that's been about $430 average per call. And whether we do 16 or 30 calls, it seems to be close in there, a few dollars here, a few dollars there. But all we're doing is charging our expenses to go over there.
And Clancy, as far as like $75,000, is any idea where that number is coming from?
Well, no, but I'm not, as anybody in staff would say, I'm not a numbers person anyway, so don't go by what I say on that. But as the chairman indicated, as Chairman Rodriguez suggested, there's a pretty good chance we've got a basis for discussion on this, because we have received back what I would call a red line back, or a revised version of what we sent over as a potential memorandum of understanding. The way this started was Pottawatomie County sent us a document. I marked that up with some comments, sent it back to their council, their Pottawatomie County counselor. He then marked that up, sent it back to me for consideration by our board. And our board's, the Board of Riley County Commissioners, will actually see that on Thursday. They've not discussed it as an entity yet, so that'll give a better idea, I think, after Thursday's public meeting, this coming Thursday, how close the parties are to coming to an understanding on some kind of memorandum of understanding, the agreement that the chairman referred to. And there's really two components to this before June 1st. There has to be both payment of those outstanding invoices, And then the board set a second condition, which was we have to have an acceptable agreement in place. Now, they didn't say you have to sign this particular agreement. What they said, since it was Pottawatomie County that wanted a written agreement, since it was their concept, the Board of Raleigh County Commissioners has said, pay those invoices and have an acceptable agreement, if there's going to be a written agreement, in place before June 1. And the service that would stop, again, as the commission has said routinely, is not mutual aid. That's going to continue no matter what. Not for, you know, a disaster or some kind of accident where there's no ambulance on that side available. Raleigh County is going to continue to do what they have always done, which is just as Pott County has done. They have a mutual aid agreement in place, which provides that in those emergencies, each side's going to help the other. What this current discussion is about daily ambulance service, routine ambulance service. And each county has their own legal responsibility to do that for their citizens. And that's
by state statute.
By state statute. That's correct. And both counties realize that, and that's what we're trying to – that's the point we're trying to reach. And like the chairman, I think, as he said, I think that's probably going to happen. You can't guarantee it, but a reasonably good chance. And I think the June 1st timeframe gives plenty of chance for the parties to make that occur.
I think we do have a phone call. Caller, go ahead. You're on In Focus.
I have a question, and I'll just ask it and then get offline so you can answer. I was wondering why the exits at the courthouse continue to be blocked. I thought this might be a code violation, but I'm not sure. Thank you very much.
Are you still there, caller?
Huh?
Could you repeat that? You kind of cut out there for a second.
Oh, I'm sorry. The emergency exits at the courthouse, I was wondering why they are being blocked.
He's referring to the entrances at the courthouse building.
Oh, I see.
Oh, okay.
And he referred to he called them emergency exits, but there is now one entrance to the building. Correct, caller?
Yes, but there are also other exits throughout the courthouse that are also being blocked. They're just exits only. It looks like that's what the sign says, and it looks like they are to be blocked.
Are they blocked from the inside or outside?
Probably best just walk on and take a look there.
Well, if they're blocked from the outside because we are getting everyone to go to one entrance because of the being able to make sure no one takes weapons into the courthouse.
Have you been there recently? It's being blocked from the inside. It's an obvious code violation.
Okay, we'll take a look at it.
Why the county continues to block it.
Yeah, we'll take a look at it.
All right.
Thanks for that call. Again, phone number is 75-537-1350. Want to get in on the conversation. Do we have one more? Okay, go ahead, caller.
Okay, now I have three questions.
Okay.
I've been talking about the courthouse. How come in our area there's several courthouses that don't have any security at all? I thought this was all mandated by the states, but I've been told. Next thing is, did I understand someone just said that we're mandated by the state to provide ambulance service? I'd like to see that. Anyway, why don't we just get an outside ambulance service? Quit fighting between the two counties, start to get along. And you know, back in Washington, we've got the FBI, the greatest law enforcement agency in the world. They're corrupt at the top. We got a guy in New York now just resigned. He's corrupt. We got all kinds of things going on there. And Topeka is, and Pott County says they don't want to pay this. Is corruption creeping into the Manhattan, Kansas area? And I want to stay on. I might have another question.
All right, whoever wants to tackle it.
Yeah, right. Okay, we'll start with me. Courthouse, mainly where the judges are and the court is taking place, that can be a very emotional place. So in the past it has been. So that place has the security on it for people to make sure they don't take any dangerous weapons into the courthouse area where the judges' courts are. The others generally don't have that kind of concern.
Is there more hard feelings and people upset in Manhattan than there is in the Clay Center or Marysville or Westmoreland?
I have no idea. All I know is this is kind of a district court. Is that correct? It's more district court, and so we have a lot more activity in ours than the surrounding counties.
Well, city court's that same way. You got 8 or 10 people assigned all day. They ought to be out writing tickets. Getting people in court and getting money. We're spending money. Now let's answer the next question.
Okay. That's
about the ambulance service.
Okay, go ahead.
I ask, why don't we get a regional, why don't we get an outfit from like AMR come in here and take care of both counties, and we can quit fighting and start working for economics instead of fighting back and forth?
Well, that's what the hospital was doing, and they could no longer afford to do it.
Well, we can't either.
Well, I understand, but the counties are mandated by state statute to do that.
And now the next thing, $200,000 for bricks on the plaza. You know, out here on this roundabout, they put bricks down with concrete. Look just as good as bricks. They don't crack and go away. $200,000 opposed to $59,000, and we're trying to be conservative, and we're low on money. I'll hang up and listen now. And hey, have a great day. You're doing a good job, both of you.
Okay. Well, thank you for the questions. We kind of looked at it as the kind of brick and how it would be put in place and how this particular paver would be there. And because of how it's put in and the makeup of it, it's a different type of brick than you have on, the streets or something like that, or what they used over there on the roundabout. Making it so that it can be easily replaced and fixed. And the way it's just installed with the type of under surface that's going to be put down on there, because it's going to be around some of the trees and they'll move, and we can easily take care of that. And if one gets tore up or something by snow removal, we can easily replace it, and it's guaranteed for longer than the regular bricks.
All right, let's go ahead and take our first break and come back and talk more Riley County here on News Radio KMAN.
When catastrophe hits and your home or